Hi.
Hi, how are you?
It's good to see you.
I support most animal welfare and animal rights organizations. I hear a lot of good things about PCRM, and I'm here to support them. There's so much misery and pain and suffering in this world, and anything that we can do in order to prevent that, that's what we should do. So if there are any organizations like PCRM and others that do that, that help animals, I support them.
Addy Gill. To the world, the name is synonymous with Sea Shepherd's mighty black boat that valiantly patrolled the oceans to protect the whales from menacing whaling vessels. With its futuristic stealth design and top speeds reaching 50 knots, the Addy Gill was a superhero of the seas, masked in the form of a ship. But in Hollywood, Addy Gill evokes other imagery in high definition. Mr. Addy Gill is founding partner of American High Definition, the production company behind practically every major award show televised. He is also one of the most generous animal welfare activists you'll ever meet. Today on Vegetarian Elite, we continue with the second part of our program on the extraordinary Addy Gill and his adorable 9-year-old vegan partner. Now, who could this be?
Yes, because you're my baby girl.
So we are here with your wonderful dog, Kayla. Hey, Kayla, come here. Kayla, say hi. Say hi to the camera.
Say hi to the camera.
Oh, you're so pretty. How did you meet her?
Kayla came to me as a foster dog. Mm-hmm. She was rescued. She was 15 minutes for being euthanized at a shelter.
So then you adopt her.
I adopted her. And we adopted each other.
Exactly.
That's right. Yes. And we are partners in life, you know? Yes. We give each other respect.
Known internationally for his animal rights advocacy, Addy's journey into activism began with a turkey he adopted and named Shalom. He explains, Shalom means peace, and helping animals has become my peace.
So it all started in 1999. My girlfriend at the time, which was a vegetarian, said to me that instead of eating a turkey for Thanksgiving, there's a program that I can adopt a turkey for Thanksgiving. You send $20 to Farm Sanctuary, and it's a symbolic thing, and you will adopt a turkey, and they're going to name the turkey after you, and this turkey is saved, and that's what it's going to be all about. I said, well, $20 is not much. Why would I do this thing? So then I was aware that there are a lot of animals that actually need some help in this world, because I became... You know, I start looking at Farm Sanctuary and what they do. Then I was watching a TV on Animal Planet. I think it was a program for ASPCA about dog abuse in New York City. And I said, these guys are doing a good job. You know, they're taking dogs which are being mistreated and taking them into their facility and treating them and all that. So I start supporting the ASPCA in New York. And then I start supporting the SPCA LA. And they had a telethon, and Kayla and I supported it. We were on television. And then other organizations that I've seen doing really good work. Going into the year 2007, where I was just invited to a gala in Santa Monica. I didn't even know what it was all about. And it was a fundraising for Sea Shepherd. I thought at the time that it's a good organization with direct action, and they really go out there to save the world, and I was touched by it, and I bought in the auction a little electric car, which I still have. That was in 2007. Later on, when I was approached to help them with the purchasing another vessel, because they said it with another boat they could stop whaling, I thought that, you know, stopping whaling just by buying another boat would not be a bad idea. So they suggested to get Earthrace and getting into their fleet. So I gave them $1 million to do that. And from there, Earthrace got painted black. My name went on it, went down to Antarctica, and made headlines by having a collision with the security ship of these whalers. And that what made me, my name actually, be famous and known around the world because of that incident. So that opened me up to a lot of other things. Now I find myself so involved with this, with everything, that, you know, I don't even know sometimes where to go. But I try to touch every animal that comes across my path, because as they say, even if you save a little bird, if you find an injured bird in the yard, it doesn't mean anything to the world, but it means the world to that animal.
This is Peekaboo. Peekaboo.
Hi, Pete.
Peekaboo. Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss.
In 2010, Addy founded the Addy Gill World Conservation Foundation, or AGWC. To date, it has assisted in a number of projects to safeguard the well-being of animals, from dogs to whales. AGWC is unique in that there are no administrative costs, and all donations go straight to charitable causes. In some cases, Addy has even matched donations dollar for dollar.
So I knew that I was going to be selling my company or going into merger and acquisition in the year 2010. So I decided that it would be good to create some sort of a foundation prior to that. So I will have a place to put some of, or good portion of, the proceeds that came from the sale of the company into my own private foundation. A dog can be found on the street and somebody take it to the hospital and can call me up and I can pay for surgery, since I have my own foundation. I'm helping other organizations like Farm Sanctuary and HSUS and other through my foundation and the money that I put in it. But I'm also capable of doing direct action. I am talking to animal hospitals here in Los Angeles. So if a dog goes there and needs some health care and nobody has the money to pay for it, I can help. And I do it, you know.
Addy explains how even simple gestures like offering free DVDs of the Earthlings documentary can go a long way.
When I went to Japan, to Taiji, I was interviewed by a special Coast Guard investigator. And he was a very, very respectful man. I'm going to give him a copy of Earthlings. And here's a guy who is eating meat, and he's a guy who may be protecting fishermen or whatever. He took it and he watched it. 2 weeks later, I'm getting an email from this Coast Guard investigator, who's a higher-rank Coast Guard, said, Adi, I'm not touching meat anymore. I said, okay, maybe I didn't save dolphins in my trip, but I turned one person, or I gave one person one little baby step, you know. Well, that was worth it, because he may tell his friends, and these people may watch Earthlings or whatever, right? And there would be less cows being killed, because now the Japanese Coast Guard is not eating cows anymore. So I think that every activist or anybody who cares about animals, that this movie made a change in their life, should have 10 DVDs in their car. They should carry these DVDs with them.
So wherever you go, you distribute the movie.
That's right.
You try to, in all ways, to inspire people around you.
Exactly. That's what I do. I buy them in 100 pieces, you know, at a time, and I just give them for free.
Whether it's activism through online social media.
My Facebook is actually pretty sad, because there's a lot of what I see here, you know, on a daily basis. It's like, you know, suffering of animals and all that stuff. Protests, you know, bears, seal hunts, largest here, stop the largest seal slaughter. You know, the cove director sent giving the videos of the cove.
Or taking important calls at work.
I want to do a continuation of the story, the raid that we did on the puppy mill. That was last week. We saved 130 dogs.
Addy remains focused and dedicated on improving the lives of our animal co-inhabitants in any way he can. During our visit to the offices of American High Definition, Addy shared a story of a recent animal rescue operation.
A few weeks ago, we got a tip on a puppy mill in Tennessee. We collected evidence. We had undercover investigation. As you can see in this video here, last week, we finally got our search warrant, and we had a crew. We went to Tennessee. We got there in the middle of the afternoon at about 3 o'clock. We had about 14 people. We had the sheriffs. We had hazmat and secure the area. The district attorney was there with us. We did not know how many dogs actually were in the puppy mill. We thought between 100 to 200. As we walked in, we found horrific conditions, exactly how the informer told us. There were dogs living there on feces. It was unbelievable. They had disease, skin disease. They were never been bathed. They were never been fed correctly. They were dehydrated. It was terrible. I've never seen anything like it. At first, we saved a dog outside, which were in cages. We were not allowed in the house because the ammonia level was so high, we had to have hazmat go and clear the house and ventilate it. It was not suitable for anybody to live in this house under this condition, and she had dogs and she was living there herself. After the air was cleared, we saved another 50 dogs from inside the house. We took all these dogs, put them on trailers, and took them to Nashville, where the city gave us a barn, and then we set a temporary shelter. We had medical attention, we had people cleaning them up, we vaccinated all the dogs, and then we were waiting for a hearing on Tuesday to see whether we're going to get custody of the dogs, and yesterday we did. So now we have these 130 dogs, and we're going to find them good homes. What you see here is now the shelter, the temporary one that we set up. You see this dog being washed, you see the teeth being checked, you see they're gone on scale. There are thousands of these puppy mills. And the reason for that is greed, because these women or these people are making money out of these dogs. And the other thing is that we as people like designer dogs, and we don't go to the shelter, because we think that shelter dogs are not as cool or as pretty and whatever. This dog is a shelter dog. I rescued her when she was 11 months old. And she's just as great as any dog that would come from a puppy mill or from a breeder. Right, Kayla? Yes, because you're my baby girl.
In case you were wondering, no cows were harmed in the making of Addy's couches. They are all fitted with a high-quality synthetic that looks and feels like leather, minus the cruelty.
When I saw you, you told me, I have a mission. Like, you said that you have a mission, and certainly you have a mission.
I want to take all the fruits that I got out of my work and put it toward helping animals if I can. There is no reason for me to finish my life with money in the bank. So what I want to do is I want to give everything that I have in helping animal rights, animal welfare, and make sure that if I can touch them and I can help them, that will be my mission. I cannot save the planet, but what it is that I can do is reduce pain and suffering. if I can pay for surgery for dogs, if I can help legislation to reduce suffering for farm animals, if I can reduce the killing of whales and dolphins and other animals, if I can help with animals that are being tested in laboratories, all that is going to be good, you know. I don't believe in doing to somebody else what I don't want done to me. I want to see the next day. So does every animal. They all want to wake up the next morning, right? So my mission is if I can help more animals wake up the next morning, better it is. How would I like to be remembered? Oh. I'd like to be remembered as somebody who had a huge compassion toward the world and the animals. Somebody who actually took action to do this thing. Somebody who was not selfish and gave to the one that needed and tried to make this planet a better place for whoever lives on this planet. I hope that the animals on this planet that cannot speak, you know, will remember that I was here and help them, you know.
Our sincerest gratitude, Mr. Addy Gill, for your devotion to our precious animal co-inhabitants. May your shining example lead the world into an era of love and kindness where all sentient life is treasured. Visit Addy Gill online at www.addygill.com. The Addy Gill World Conservation Charity can be found at www.agwc501.org. For more info about American High Definition, please visit www.high-def.com. Thank you, gentle viewers, for joining us today on Vegetarian Elite. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. May joy and happiness meet you with every noble step you take in life.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.
You ready? Here you go. Come here. Here you go. Catch. Good girl.